The Pistons are searching for new leadership. Hey, keep those Zambonis running. The Red Wings are still alive and ready to carve up more ice. And the Tigers get shut out. This is your Sports Connection. After finishing with the NBA's worst record for the second straight year, the Pistons announced yesterday, a day after finishing the season at 14-68, that they will hire a new head of basketball operations who will report to team owner Tom Gores. This past season has been incredibly difficult and frustrating for our fans, players, and our entire organization, Tom Gores says. We will continue to invest in our core group of young players and surround them with the right complementary talent. The Pistons are trying to build around Cade Cunningham, Jalen Duren, and Jaden Ivey. You know, players who are like 22 years of age or younger, to restore some pride in this franchise that has won 3 NBA titles. And the team says general manager Troy Weaver, who has a record of 74-244 in his 4 years with the franchise, and the basketball staff will keep their jobs. Record of 74-244. Tom Gores says, hey, I'm committed to doing whatever it takes to build a winning team. Nothing's off the table right now, as tough as this season has been. A bright future's available to us. It's in our power to get this right, and we will. This is a pivotal summer for the Pistons. And Detroit hopes to get the number one overall pick in the NBA draft a year after San Antonio won the draft lottery and landed Victor Wembanyama. On the ice, Lucas Raymond scored 4:35 into overtime after he had a game-tying goal with 1:17 left in regulation, lifting the Red Wings to a 5-4 comeback win over the Montreal Canadiens last night that'll keep the playoff hopes alive for the Red Wings. Detroit drew iron at his first two shots in overtime before Raymond's shot from the right circle, and coach Derek Lalonde says his team has surprised preseason expectations, putting it into a position to earn a spot in the playoffs on the final game of the regular season. It's here now, he said, and it's going to be a challenge. Red Wings still into this one. At the ballpark, Michael Orison pitched 5 spotless innings in his Texas debut, and 3 relievers completed a 5-hit shutout as the Rangers topped the Tigers 1-0. The Tigers, who have lost 3 of 4, you know, ended up leaving 8 runners on base. A.J. Hinch says, we had better at-bats, which is hard to say with getting shut out, but I think we had better at-bats. We just didn't get that big hit. Our pitchers were sensational. Tigers and Rangers again today. The Kansas City Redhawks softball team is out to improve on their 5-1 record as they travel to Bay City Central this afternoon. Bay City Central at 2-3. This is your Sports Connection.